Hi there, welcome to Yoga Glow with Rachel Brown, the next episode in season two. And I want to talk a little bit more about the chakra system. I've recently gone back to what I love, which is holistic therapies and doing treatments on my clients. And I'm just absolutely loving it. It just feels so good to be back hands-on, using my energy, feeling their energy, incorporating essential oils, pressure points, some meditation and manifestation, and just really helping people to ground, relax, be calm, and just have some peace and stillness within themselves. So my chakra glow massage, which I've just started practicing, is literally wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I love talking about the chakras. I love working with the chakras. It's just something that I intrinsically believe in. The chakras are those swirling, whirling vortexes of energy that we have within our bodies. And we work on the basic seven chakras from the root at the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of the head. And it's important that through things like movement, diet and exercise, yoga, meditation, being outdoors, it's important that we do all of these things, not just for our external bodies, but for our internal, to keep things balanced and then keep us happy and as vital as possible. So the chakra system is an energy system that we use for personal growth. And in Ayurveda, which is another form of yoga, the sort of the science of the body of yoga, recognizes the seven main chakras, which I said, which are junctions between the conscious mind and the body, and which link the sort of various aspects of what makes us human, our physical, energetic, emotional, mental, social, and spiritual selves. And when we focus on the chakras, we can connect to these aspects and move towards balance, health, well-being, vitality. And even though I know some people have quite a hard time with the concept of chakras, it's a commonly used system. For example, have you ever been heartbroken? What does that mean? Is your heart actually broken? Of course not. But when you experience an emotional hardship in connection to a relationship or friendship, you feel a pain in the heart area. And instead of feeling a broken heart, you're actually experiencing the energy of the heart chakra. And the chakra system's located in the core of our being, in a channel that encompasses the spine and includes the tailbone to the crown of the head, as well as the nerve bundles associated with each chakra. And the energy that flows through the chakras is called Kundalini. And energy flows up from the first chakra right at the bottom of the spine, and out of the seventh chakra at the crown of the head. And this ascending current is the flow of energy that takes us from the physical level of being through our mind and our emotions and connects us to a larger universe. And this ascending flow is about finding a deeper meaning and a purpose to your life. And Kundalini energy also flows into the seventh chakra at the crown of the head and moves down to the first chakra. And this sort of descending or manifesting current of energy moves us from the world of mind and spirit and helps us manifest ideas into the physical world. And anytime you help manifest something in your life, you're using the manifesting flow. For example, at some point in your life, you thought, I want to be a good parent. I want to make sure that I use my body every day physically. And at some point that has manifested into your life and it's chosen to sort of work for you. It's just manifesting this sort of descending flow of energy in the chakras. And when working with the chakras, think of health as being on the continuum. Depending on your diet, your exercise, stress levels, emotional states, and loads of other factors, you're either moving towards greater health or you're moving away from it. It's similar with the chakras. They're either closed or imbalanced qualities of the chakra at one end of the health continuum, and then open or balanced qualities at the other end. So we want to keep that seesaw nicely in the middle. So depending on your lifestyle, you're either moving towards greater awareness and balance within the chakras or away from it. And each chakra relates to a different aspect of life. And by focusing on that, you can become more aware of those issues in yourself and then work with them to achieve greater health and happiness. So we have 7 chakras that we work with in this massage. It's a wonderful massage. We start with you lying on your front, and we use essential oils that work each chakra perfectly by encouraging them to open up, to balance, and to flow. We also work on the feet as well and use pressure points, reflexology, and then there is a lot of healing energy, feeling that energy in that area of the torso where the chakras are. So we use a different oil for each chakra. Sometimes I bring in crystals as well, depending on which chakra you sort of choose as the one that you feel is in balance. But we have work on the root chakra. We have work on the sacral chakra, which is your flow, your intention, your play, your freedom. We work on the next chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra, which is where you sort of make your intentions. And if your actions aren't matching your intentions for your life, you feel it in your gut. That's the solar plexus. The fourth chakra is the heart center, the anahata, and that's at the center of the chest. The fifth is the throat chakra, which is speaking your truth, saying things with expression, being good at communicating. And if you're not saying the things you need to say, you might feel choked up. That's what we say, isn't it? That's where that comes from. The sixth chakra means communication from above, so found between the eyebrows. This is the third eye chakra. And the seventh chakra is the lotus, the crown chakra, the thousand-petaled lotus. Located at the top of the head, the crown chakra relates to wisdom and enlightenment. So it's your connection to the universe, the master chakra. So that's a little bit about how the treatment works. After we've worked on the chakras, we've worked on the head and we've worked on the feet, then it finishes off with a lovely, quite deep tissue massage on the back as well. So it's something that I think you will absolutely love. So please get booked in for this beautiful treatment. I know that you will go home, sleep well, feel calm, and just feel really nicely balanced and grounded, and it's just lovely. So I hope that's resonated with you in some way. Please do ask me any questions at all about any of the treatments, and this one specifically, if you have any more questions. I would love to chat to you about it, and get in touch if you want to book in and experience this for yourself. Thank you so much. Speak to you on the next episode of Yoga Glow with Rachel Brown.